The daf began. Dorash bar kapara. Minoha milsa da amur rabbanon. Have a mesunim b'den. The chsiv loisala b'maylois. The samach le. The ela hamishpatim. What's the makar? This that the rabbanon said. Have a mesunim b'den. So he said it's learned from the smichos of two psukim. It says loisala b'maylois hamizbechi. And it says, "Ve'elah hamishpatim ashtosim lefneim." That means if you're a dayan having masuna b'din, don't get ahead of yourself. Don't jump a little bit too far. If you take a look at the Vilna Gaon in his Pirish on Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah that says, "Having masuna b'din." So we've mentioned this so many times. That what's the Gaon's Pirish on Avos? So the Gaon took all the Mishnayos and Avos and he found a scriptural source for what the Tana in the Mishnah said. And the Masoira is that the Goyen said, that Rashi says at the beginning of Masechtas Bava Kamma, what makes something an Av? Avos kari lahanach dechsivit bekra behedya. Right, what's the difference between an Av and a Talda? Something that's mentioned mefurish and a pasuk, that's an Av. And if this Masechta is called Masechtas Avos, it must mean that everything mentioned in Avos has a makar in a pasuk. So says the Goyen on the Mishnah, Hevi mesunim b'din, what's the makar? Leisalab b'maylois ha-mizbechi v'samich lei ve'ela ha-mishvatim bar kaparit drasha. This is the makar to the Mishnah. This is why it's in Avos, because it obviously has a source in a pasuk. It's this Darash Bar Kapar. Now, where's this Mishnah of having Masuna Baden? Trick question. Where is this Mishnah? It's in Avos. We just said that. But we're in Avos. It's the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? It's the first halacha in Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos begins. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, u'mesara li Yeshua. V'yeshua l'skeinim, v'skeinim l'neviim, u'neviim misaru la'anshei knesses ha'gdoilu. Heim amru shloisha dvarim. Them, meaning the anshei knesses ha'gdoilu, said three things. Hevim mesunim b'din, v'hemidu talmidim harbe, v'asu siog l'teira. So the anshei knesses ha'gdoilu, who are a very important link in the chain of the Messiah of the Torah, they said three things. They said, hevim mesunim b'din, they said, hemidu talmidim harbe, and they also said, Asu siog l'tayr. Now the truth is, this Mishnah is a little bit enoy oimer elo darsheni. Why? Because that's poshnit that the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila said more than three things. The Anshei Knesses HaGdoila play maybe the most underrated role in the Messiah of Torah. We spoke about this in Masechtas Megillah. We have raid bites on this, Be'ezus Hashem. But so much of the way Torah looks today is based on what came about from the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila. Who's the most prominent member of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila? So, I don't know. But Ezra maybe, right? The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, we're going to learn it in less than 2 weeks. Ru'uya hoysa Torah shetinosin al yaday Ezra. Va'afal pisha loy nitna al yaday, nishtana al yaday. And the oimik advarim is, now the Gemara's lashon is nishtana haksav al yaday. But we've mentioned this, that there's a tremendous oimik, because there was there were major shinuyim that came about through the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila. So the contributions of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila is a list that ie efshal lefart. Literally, ki rabim heim, right? Nusach ha-tefillah, all the brachas, all the mishnayos that we have, all the derabbanans that they instituted, it all came from the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila. Says the Mishnah, when we mention the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila, you should know, hey, mamru shloisha dvarim, they said three things. Hevim mesunim b'din, the first line in today's daf, be very patient. Loisala b'maylus al-mizbechi, ve'elam mishpatim ashatasim lefneim. Ve'hemidu talmidim harbe. These are the three things that the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila said. Of course, the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila said more than these three things. Elamai, Pshat in the Mishnah is, these were the things that they used to say. These are their hu hoya oimers, right? These are things that were part and parcel of their DNA. These were things that if you met with a member of the Anshei Knesses HaGdoila, this is what they stood for. This is their tagline. But it's still something that's a little bit tonbir. So just to talk a little bit about this inyan. If you look at the Mefarshe HaMishnayis, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rashbats, the Abarbanel, the Kadmoinim, they're all mitzayin and Avos D'Rav Nosson on this Mishnah that says, Vehemidu Talmidim Harbe. Avos D'Rav Nosson says, what does it mean, Vehemidu Talmidim Harbe? It means as follows. Shebeishamai Oimrim, Beishamai used to say, Al Yishne Adam Elo L'misha Hu Chacham, V'anav uben avos v'asher. If you're a Rebbe and you're going to teach Torah, you should only teach Torah to a chacham, someone that's a bal kishrin, right? Someone that's very good in learning. V'anav, he has incredible midos. Uben avos, and he's someone that comes from good stock. He comes from chashev people. V'asher, and not just that, right? Ad geld. Beisul Imrin. Beisul says no. L'chol adam yishna. You teach Torah to anybody, and you want to know why? Shahar be poishim mahayu behem be Yisrael. Because there were many people that were poishim and finished garvel Talmud Torah, and they learned Torah, and through the Torah that they learned, they became good people. And not only them, v'yotzu mehem tzaddikim, chasidim, v'ksherim. So don't start making decisions and saying you to the right and you to the left. No, Beisul says you teach Torah to everybody. So Beishamai says no. If you want to learn Torah, you want to come to me, you better check off boxes. If not, you're not accepted. Beis Hillel says no. L'chol adam yishne. You teach Torah to everybody because you don't know who's who. And there were so many poishim v'yotzu mehem tzaddikim chasidim g'shem. So zogin da'al rishonim. That this, obviously, Rav Nosson is commenting on this Mishnah because what's the Bir Advarim? Hemidu tamidim harbi. What the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilu was saying was do like Beis Hillel and don't do like Beis Shammai. Hemidu tamidim harbi. Not Beis Shammai. No, teach Torah to everybody because Harbei Poshim, our Yotzu Mehem Tzadikim Chasidim Ksherim.
So there was just one hergish that bothered me a little bit. I'm not saying this is a kasha, but it's a hergish. And that is, it sounds like the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah already paskin. They were machriya in this shayla. Right? Do you teach Torah only to the elite? Or do you teach Torah to everybody? Because let's be honest, you don't know who's who and you don't know who's going to come from who. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah said, Hamidu Tamidim Harbei. And all the Rishayim say, it means Beis Hillel. So how did Beis Shammai, 400 years later, go not like the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah? Right, we know Chazal say, Ein bezden yochel avatel divrei bezden chaveiroi, elam kin gadol mimenu, bechachma uveminyan. You can't just undo what another bezden did. So if the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah said, Hemidu tamidim harbe, so you say meres, the right approach when it comes to this very fundamental hashkafic shayla is Beis Hillel. So where is there even mokim for a Beis Shammai? No, you'll tell me it's not a halacha. It's not a halacha. I hear, but the hergish still is. If the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah argued, Hemidu Talmidim Harbei, then how did Beis Shammai have the credentials and the plates all these centuries later to say, I hold not that way. You don't have to be Hemidu Talmidim Harbei. So just a hergish. And that is, we said that these were the three things that were the tagline of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah. What's the pshat? I think the pshat is pashat. If you know the history of the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah, this was a very, very special bezdin that was convened during a very, very special time. In fact, we're learning Masechta Sanhedrin now. The bezdin HaGadol was made up of how many members? Rabbi Yehuda says 70. The Chachamim say 71. The Ramban says in Pnimius it's really 72. 120, we'd even find a bezdin, a governing body that's made up of 120 members. So not shockingly, Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Yesodei Mishnah V'Arichasa talks about this, and he suggests that the answer to this is a better appreciation for the historical context of when the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah existed. It was such a fickle time for the Jewish people. The State of the Union was so shvach and on the verge that it needed a bezin that was bigger than even the Esfali Shivan Mishmi Zikne Yisrael. Ayin Shah. But the bottom line is, it's by the way, if you want to look it up inside, in the back of Yisoida Mishnah Varichasa, he has an appendix with a whole bunch of essays related to the topic of the Sefer, and this is essay number one. But the bottom line is that this was a very, very critical time. If you learn Sefer Ezra, you learn Sefer Nehemiah, you see what was going on in Eretz Yisrael. The Yidden were married to Noshim Nachriyos. There was still Avodah Zarah, which was the cause of Churban Bayis Rishon. That's why the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah felt they had to be Mevatel, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. There will be Mechal Shabbos, right? That's why Muktzah and all the Chizukim and Shabbos came about during that time. The situation was very, very shver. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah's primary avodah was to make sure that there would be a Klal Yisrael to take us into the next phase of our existence. And the things that they preached and they said were really leading to that objective and to that agenda. This is not like Machshav and the Welterein. This is Jewish history. This is the way it was. And that's what the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah were coming to do. And the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah said, you know what you have to do? Let's work backwards. Asu Siog L'Torah. This is the Goyin that we've mentioned so many times to Zaman and the Chabura. And that is Ruba de Ruba. The Goyin's Lashon is even all. But everyone says the Goyin didn't mean all. But if you read the Goyin inside, the Goyin says all the Rabbanons were instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilah in the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Why? Because if You don't make chizukim, then history is going to repeat itself. So the Yidden had a Beis HaMikdash, they lost it. So good, we got it back. Now what? You're going to do the same averes. So they had to make an asu siog l'teira. They had to go now make a mishmeres. This is something that they're preaching fundamental to their time, because without all this siogim, there's no chance for Klal Yisrael to exist. You know what else they said in that time? Hemidu tamidim harbe. If you're going to start now figuring out who you should teach Torah to, who you shouldn't teach Torah to, teach Torah to everybody. During this critical time in Jewish history, you can't play games. There's no chachmas. And as a result, but what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was saying in this very first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, I think that's why Heimam Rishloisha Dvarim, it's these three things, despite the fact that almost everything we on some level need to attribute to the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, it's because these were the things that they put in place during that time to make sure Asvet Zayin Ahemshech and Klal Yisrael Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, critical, and Asus Yag L'Tayr, the Goy, and all the Rabbanans are put into place. Like this, Klal Yisrael will rebuild itself, and like this, we're going to have a Hemshech. Maybe Beis Shammai held that, I know the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, but maybe that was a Hanhaga for that Tkufa. In that time, it's a Zman of Charbin, it's a Zman of, there's no Klal Yisrael, what's going to be? How many people are there even to teach Torah to? So now you can't start saying him yeah, him not. Hemidu tamidim harbe. But Beis Shammai is looking at a world 400 years later. There's yeshivas, there's koilim, Klal Yisrael's knocking. Now we're ready. Oh, it's a different Indian. I don't know if you teach Torah to everybody. Now we're going to make sure you're going to teach to this one. You're not going to teach to that one. It could be the Beis Shammai who went not like the Hemidu tamidim harbe is because it's a different Indian. Now what did the Rishonim mean? Hemidu tamidim harbe think Beis Hillel. Meaning, not that Beis Shammai is necessarily being chaylik, but if you want to understand the pirush of what it means, the visual of Emidu Talmidim Harbe, look at that Avos D'Rav Nosson, that's what it is. You teach Torah to everybody because you never know who's who. Shaharbe poishim hoyu hem b'Yisrael v'neskarvu l'tarit m'toyro v'yotzu mehem tzadikim chasidim ukshir. So, I was looking around a little bit to see if anybody expresses this hergish of Heim Amru Shloisha Dvarim. It's because the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah are living during this critical period, and as a result, on these Shloisha Dvarim, who said there's going to be a Klal Yisrael? But in my searches, I found the Davar Nifla. Because the emes is, it bothered me a little bit, but why having Masunim Bedin, right? That's the first halacha, quote unquote, in Pirkei Avos. How does that fit into this? What's having Masunim Bedin? But Matzasi Eisa Asher Ahava Nafshi in the Likutim from the Lubavitcher Rebbe on Pirkei Avos, he said as follows. He said that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were preaching Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. They wanted that a Rebbe should teach the Talmidim Harbe. He says, but you know what the problem is? He says, if when somebody comes to you and he says, I want to learn with you, you're going to start judging him and you're going to start saying, you know what? I don't know, maybe you're not the Chacham of Beis Shammai. And maybe you don't have the midas that you're supposed to have. And maybe you don't come from the right yichas. I don't know if your background is befitting you to be able to steigen learning. And, you know, maybe just because of your financial situation, you're not the right person. If you're going to start scrutinizing, and if you're going to go, and you're going to start canceling people, you'll never be able to be maimit talmidim harbi kibes hillel. The only way it's shaykh to be maimit talmidim harbi kibes hillel is heaven mesunim b'din. If you're going to be patient, and if you're going to try to be dan lekav schus, and you're going to try to find the good in people, heaven mesunim bedin, then and only then could you be hamidu tamidim harbe. But if you're going to be quick to judge, not a dine momenis b'shloisha quick to judge, not tashlume kefal tashlume above chamisha quick to judge, or be heaven mesunim bedin when it comes to being done as chaveray. If you're going to look your friend in the eye and you're going to cancel him in a second because you know what, that's such kind of balkishrin, or I don't think this guy has a chance to make it, then how are you going to be maimit tamidim harbe? So really what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was saying was Hemidu Talmidim Harbe V'asu Siog L'Torah. But you know what you need to do first if you want to be Maimu Talmidim Harbe? You have to learn how to look at a person in the Richtige Eufen. You have to learn how to not to jump quickly to judgment and to passel a person and to cancel a person. And that's the Hakdomah. The Hakdomah is heavy mesunim bedin. Be done as chaver lekav schos. See the good in a person. See the potential in a person. And like Beis Hillel said, we paskal. We don't paskal like Beis Shammai. We paskal like Beis Hillel. And like this is the whole Beis Shammai is raid. But Beis Hillel is lamaisa. And like Beis Hillel said, how many poishim were there? V'yatsu mehem tzaddikim, chassidim, ksherim, how many good people came from Poishim, people that people gave up on very early in life. But look what came from them. In order to come tzu, to v'emidu, talmidim harbe, the hakdama to that is heaven mesunim b'din. And it could be, this is really the hakdama to the whole Pirkei Avos. It's the first words in Pirkei Avos. Heaven mesunim b'din. Pirkei Avos is midos. Pirkei Avos is ben adam l'chaveroi. Pirkei Avos is going above and beyond what you have to do. The only way to do that is to be heaven mesunim b'din. If you're going to have a quick finger on your trigger and you're going to cancel people, then you know what? Then already there's no chance. You know, I was thinking that there was a time, once upon a time, my Zayde used to say, that there was a time where they were looking for people to come to Beis Medrash. I remember I once told my grandfather that somebody was thrown out of Beis Medrash. My grandfather said, "The Dacha haben aros geworfen Kinder von Beis Medrash." Who ever heard of you throw someone out of Beis Medrash? I never heard such a thing. My grandfather was with innocence, he said. He said, "Those are some of the Dacha geting. They rounded us all up and they threw us out of Beis Medrash." There was a feeling, there was a hergish once upon a time. I think that's this Inyan of Anshe Knesset Gdoyla saying Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, because in a world where there's not a lot of Talmidim, so Avada Hemidu Talmidim Harbe. You live in a world where Baruch Hashem there's a lot of Talmidim, you don't feel it as much. Abul Maisa Beisul Shita is in all worlds Hemidu Talmidim Harbe, and the way you come to Hemidu Talmidim Harbe is Heavy Mesunim Bedin. That's the Heavy Mesunim Bedin. Heavy Mesunim Bedin, it underpins everything. If you want to be able to be someone that's going to excel in Pirkei Avos, the hakdama is heavy mesunim b'din. You have to be patient. Don't cancel. Try to find the silver lining. See the good in a person. See the neshama in the person. See the soul in the person. See maybe what this person's going through, what his situations are, how this person was raised, what his background is. Don't quickly be mevatel people. If you do that, then you can come to Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. If you do that, you can come to Pirkei Avos. The hakdama to everything in Ben Adam L'Chaveira is heaven mesunim b'den.